Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
A lot of people that watch our podcast think we're getting divorced.
We are so honest on these apps. And because of that, people are like, oh my gosh, they have conflict in their marriage.
Divorce!
Flying with a newborn is actually not too bad.
There's like the perfect white noise of the plane and then the rumbling of the plane.
Yeah.
That motion and that noise lulled him to sleep.
I was like, oh my gosh, we're literally going to drive through Mexico to get home.
You were driving at this point. You're like, look, that's literally the wall. It was crazy. What a privilege that is to get to watch you grow and change and evolve. And like, you've seen my boobs go from up here to down here.
What's up, dudes? And welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast.
Yeah.
We are so happy you're here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, really. Thank you for joining us today. We have so many stories to tell. We literally just had a travel nightmare two days ago. And
yeah,
we had another travel hectic day a couple days before that. So there's just been a lot of traveling
with kids. I think we just need to realize that we will not have a calm travel experience for the next 18 plus years.
Man, where should we start? Should we start with the fact that you had a little incident at your workout the other day?
Yeah, I was going to say we should start with our road trip to Disneyland, but then I was like, the story really starts before then, because
Abby ripped herself a new butt.
In short, that is exactly what happened. Sounds so disgusting when you say it that way, but like, that's literally how I've been telling my friends this story. I'm like, I got another butthole. That's disgusting. I can't even say
that. Hey, it's okay. We're all friends here.
I feel like butt is where I draw the line. Like, that's okay. No, we don't need to go there, but I guess this story kind of requires that. Also, if you hear like a little,
there's a baby. We have a third member today. He won't be like,
Augie's enjoying
talking.
Breakfast.
Yeah, he's doing like an ASMR video while we film this.
No, he's just nursing while we're talking. ASMR, what do you mean by that?
I was trying to make a stupid joke. It wasn't even funny.
Okay. So back to the story. I had this great idea. I was like, if we're going to be in the car all day, I already knew the road trip was going to be like an actual driving time. It's probably like 6 hours, but with all the stops we were going to need to take because we had both little kids, it's going to be a long day of sitting. So I decided it's a great idea to go to the gym beforehand, but that left me with the only workout option time as a 6 a.m. class. And I shouldn't say obviously, since I'm nursing, I was going to have to pump beforehand because there's no way the baby was going to be up before like at like 5 when I would need to pump. So I wake up, I pump at 5, I get ready, I go to the gym at 6 a.m. And this specific workout had like about a 5,000 meter row. And I am going to town on that rower. I'm just, you know, shredding away. And I'm starting to notice I'm feeling a little discomfort in my tailbone. That's nothing new because
Abby has a freaking tail. Like, she, if you look at, not that we're going to show Abby's butt on the internet.
No, you can't visibly see it.
No, you can. Like, it, like, pops out. Like, you can literally see.
If I'm just standing straight up, you can see my, no, you can't.
It doesn't actually look like a tail, but, like, your tailbone is, like, it's, like, almost protruding out of your lower back. That's how prominent your tailbone is.
You can see it?
Pretty much, yeah. You can really feel it.
I feel like you can mostly just feel it, but you can kind of see it if I, like, bend over.
I don't know, dude. It's like you have the most prominent tailbone that I've ever noticed in my whole entire life.
It's been something my entire life, like with dance, like shoulder rolls or anything like on my back, like sitting certain ways, like it literally does hurt. Like my tailbone is like just like long or something. It's weird.
And so Abby thinks it's a great idea to push herself to the freaking limit.
And then I get home and I'm like, still, I can't believe this is still bothering me. I'm off the rower, been off the rower for an hour now. It still feels weird like when I sit down. It's when I get in the shower and the first little bit of water, it runs down my back into the crevice area that I am like paralyzed in pain. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's intense. And I like literally don't move. I'm like trying to avoid the water at all costs. I get out of the shower as quick as I can, turn around in the mirror, spread them a little bit. And what I find is jarring, to say the least. I'm like, Matt, get in here right now and look at this.
And I looked at Abby and I was like, dude, you literally ripped yourself a new butthole.
Yes.
That's what it looked. That's literally what it looked like.
I know. It looked so gnarly. I was appalled. I was like, "What is wrong with myself? Why did I go so hard that I literally let this happen to me?" I had no idea. Like it was like as bad as it was. But there is like a sizable circle around my crack that has no skin. It's like bloody and.
We're getting way into the details.
Basically, I really, really, really injured my tailbone to the point of like actually having another butt.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, I had like all day of sitting in the car, which was like this was supposed to make it better, and it actually made it like 50,000 times worse.
In the car, you kept talking about your butt like so much. You're like, I'm in so much pain. I'm like, Abby, why did you do that?
I was like trying to sit every like. Angle it so it wasn't touching the seat, like trying to sit every which way, wasn't comfortable, especially when I was in between the two car seats and I'm already cramped. I couldn't really like angle myself. I was about to cry. I was in so much pain, and I feel like I have a relatively high pain tolerance, and that was almost gonna set me over. Then we're in Disneyland and I'm getting on roller coasters jostling every which way, and I still went on them, but I was like, man, this on just tower, adds a whole nother
on
element.
The Tower of Terror, I guess it's technically called Guardians there at Disneyland. Yeah. You squeezed my hand so hard I thought I was gonna fall off.
Oh, that had nothing to do with my butt, actually.
It didn't, it was just the falling. All it was.
I feel like the feeling of dropping. Okay, moms, comment down below if you feel this way. The feeling of dropping feels totally different post-pregnancy, I feel like. Like, it just feels like my stomach is literally going to come out of me. Like, it just drops. But then also, motion sickness. I never struggled with that before having babies. And now, we went on the teacups, and I was like, I don't think I can get out of this thing without vomiting.
You told me to stop. Like, I was trying to spin it fast, and you were, like, wanting me to stop spinning.
It was crazy.
And I was doing it one-handed. I had one hand on our kid and then one hand on the spinner.
I was also worried about Griffin. I was like, I don't know.
He was fine. He was just every single ride, he didn't like smile or laugh. He just was like processing it.
Yeah,
he didn't know what to
think.
He had no idea what to think because it was so new and different.
He definitely wasn't upset.
Yeah, he didn't cry.
Yeah, let's talk about Disneyland with our kids because everyone is always, I mean, not everyone, but a lot of people say like, yeah, wait to do Disney until they're like, 5 or 6.
Which honestly is probably the move. Like if you only have the money to go to Disney,
oh, yeah.
You know, 1 or 2 times with your kids in their childhood, you should wait till they remember it.
Like right? If you can't get off work or like, yeah. If you're only able to go, I totally agree.
And I feel like the age to do it would be like 5 or 6 would be such a fun age to go. I went when I was 5 and I remember that trip. I went when I was 10. I remember that trip. Those were like the 2 main times that I went. I think my parents brought me when I was like 2 or 3. Don't remember it.
Right.
So if you take your kids when like they're 5 to 10, I think that's like the glory age to go because I had so much fun. But mainly going this time was for us.
But have
like
you
we
seen
did
that
it for
clip?
Us.
Nate Bargatze he's a comedian. He has a clip where he's like, everyone says don't take your kid to Disney until they can remember. It's like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm not going to deliver like he did, obviously.
Oh,
he's like,
yeah.
Put her in a room and be like, do you remember yesterday? And then just shut her back in. It's like, I'm kind of more that mindset. Like, obviously, it's different if you are only able to make 1 or 2 trips like that your kid's entire childhood. Or if it's something that you're like, you live closer, or you have the finances to go more than once, then there's... Why are you laughing at?
Sorry. Our son's making so much noise right now breastfeeding. I don't know if people can hear it, but he's like, he's going to town right now. He's like lifting his leg up and like kicking. It's so funny to watch. I'm like, I just forget that he's there sometimes because he's,
I don't know.
And then you're like, what is that noise? And you're like, ah, that's my son eating on my wife's breast.
Okay.
But they won't remember it.
But it was still so much fun, and I feel like he had a great time. It was underwhelming on the rides and stuff because, like we said, we were talking to each other. We're like, why is he not like so incredibly blown away by these Disney rides? And it's because as a freshly 16-month-old, everything in the world is crazy and weird and unique and wild to him. So Disney's just normal at that point.
Yeah, bro just learned how to walk 3 months ago.
That's
like
pretty
he literally just learned how to move around on his own, and so for him, like climbing up the steps near the shops in Disneyland was just as fun as going on the rides. And for him, I think he laughed harder like with random crap. Like he found a toy in one of the Cars Land toy shops that made him smile and giggle really? More than any of the rides that he went on. So I think that everything is new to them, and because everything is new, the rides aren't anything special. Like, he doesn't quite get it. He doesn't quite understand the concept of, like, that's supposed to be the fun thing, because for him, everything is fun.
Yeah, but just spending all day outside with mom and dad, I feel like, is really sweet. And then it was sweet for us to be able to just, like, start making memories there, because I feel like that's definitely a place we will return throughout his childhood. And we can be like, we took you here when you were 1 year old, and, like, we took your picture here. So it definitely is more for the parents, but obviously the kids don't dislike it.
I will say, bringing your parents, the kids' grandparents, along is the move for sure, because then that allowed Abby and I to, we do ride swaps. So, like, Abby's parents would go on a ride, we would, like, play with the kids, maybe go on some kiddie rides, walk around, and then they would come watch our kids for, like, 20 minutes that we could go do a fun ride together. That was nice. So then you got to experience it more for yourself, too.
Yeah. It was my first time going on roller coasters in a long time.
How did that feel?
It felt great. It felt really fun.
Do you enjoy them still?
Yes.
You do?
I will say, it does kind of add another element. Like, with the kids there, I'm, like, worried about them. If we go on a ride without them, I'm like, I hope that they're okay, even though they're with my parents. Like, I just, that did kind of make it slightly less enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, like the Indiana Jones ride. I was freaking out because my mom, can you actually admit that? Like, I have some mom sense that is insane, because I knew that he was crying. And then I texted my mom. Sure enough, he was crying. And then there was no exit in sight. I was freaking out.
You're panicking. And, like, okay, we were literally about to get on the ride and Abby wanted to, like, leave the line. We were literally, like, there's four people in front of us and Abby wanted to get out of line and go back to our kids. And I'm like, Abby, like, I promise you they're gonna be okay. We can ride the ride and then go. But it that is one thing that does stink, because you think, well, once you have kids, you can still find time to be alone. But I feel like it must be some maternal instinct where you literally can't shut your brain off from being a mom ever.
But trust me, like, it's not that, I think that instinct, we have that for a reason and it's a really good thing. But then there's also times where it's like, I wish I could shut it off, because I'm not just a mom. I'm also a wife. I'm also a friend. I'm also a daughter and a sister. Like, there's times where it's like, but then I always have to be mom.
Yeah. I mean, like, cause for me, I was like, sure, okay, worst case scenario, our kids cry the whole time with your parents. I was like, that is the absolute, like, worst case scenario. Okay, I'm sure I don't want to think about other bad things.
No, that's not, like, realistic.
But truly the worst case scenario,
I mean,
is,
we were
like,
gone
they cry
25 minutes.
I don't even know if we were gone 25 minutes, honey. We were in the fast pass lane. Like, we were so quick. I was like, I can enjoy this 20 minutes with my wife and just be fully present with her and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I would say for the first, like, 5 or 10 minutes, it was really fun. We were excited. I feel like I was doing heel clicks down the line. We were giggling together. It was fun. I felt like we were very connected.
I think I was just better at masking it at the beginning.
You were faking it?
Yeah.
So you really were thinking about the kids the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, man, I have her attention. This is fun. This is, like, good old times, you know, early days of marriage. And then once you got on your phone, I was like, gosh, please tell me she's not texting your mom. And sure enough, you're like, are the kids crying? And your mom was like, they're crying. And then you're like, no.
I knew that Augie was crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could just feel it in my bones. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say I've gotten better, and it's slowly, like, obviously we have the instinct for a reason. It's a good thing, but it does, like, it does lessen up.
Yeah. Can I be honest though? I think, like, that moment, it kind of made it, obviously, I want you to care about our children, obviously, but I was kind of bummed. Yeah. I'm like, I just want, like, 10 minutes just to connect right now. I was like, I just want to have each other. And then all you could think about was, like, that. So
Trust me, I want that too.
Yeah. So I don't know how we do that. I don't know how we get there. I don't know what that looks like. Will
we
ever get there again?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
It takes time. And you know what? I will always be different since having kids. Like, I'm forever changed since becoming a mom. But I think that when the immediate needs aren't so fully dependent on me, I'll be able to live more in the moment. And it's really not a fear thing. It's just like, oh, I just feel this responsibility that it's like, I can't, it's hard to give that responsibility to somebody else.
Yeah. Was it easier to unplug when we went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal?
Yes.
And that's because the kids were asleep?
Yes. Knowing that they were asleep, and, like, both of our kids are very good night sleepers, I was like, they're not going to wake up. Like, they're going to, we'll put them down, they'll go to sleep right away. And then I didn't feel like I was, like, missing out on anything either.
Yeah. So, maybe we need to start, like, doing things at night, and then I can wake up with the kids. because I feel like, okay, you can't take naps, but I can take a nap during the day if I got, you know, 4 hours of sleep. So maybe if we start doing dates and things at night when our kids are asleep, you'll be able to be more present and you won't be as worried about them.
Yeah, I just need to take it like 3 energy drinks beforehand.
3 energy drinks?
No.
That is crazy. The exhaustion you get from breastfeeding is pretty insane.
Yeah, I think so.
You can sleep a lot. But you also are really good at like going off of no sleep. It's
impressive. Gotta do what you gotta do.
It's impressive.
But like Matt said, we did go to the Universal Horror Nights. We didn't even think about it. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, it was good. The haunted houses kind of sucked, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, they were not scary. I've been to some good haunted houses. The haunted houses there were not good at all. But
the special effects was better than any haunted house we've been to before, though.
No, they weren't. Really? The haunted houses were actually bad. What really took me out of it was in every single room of the haunted houses at Universal Horror Nights, they had like people there with little wands, yeah, like waving you on. So... I'm like, I just waited in an 80-minute line to come into this haunted house that's only 5 minutes long, and you're in here pushing me forward, like telling me to keep moving forward when I just want to like at least enjoy it.
It really took you out of it. Like they were really like, keep moving.
Like workers and I'm that like... were not scares. They weren't there to scare you. They were literally just there to keep you walking.
I was like, I came here to see Chucky.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this is probably not relevant because people are watching this like a month after Halloween.
That's true. Yeah. But we did get away for several hours and yeah. It kind of felt like high school again.
Yeah, it was cool. We've been watching Stranger Things on Netflix, so it was cool. We got to do like, we went to the Stranger Things area of the park. We stayed up till like, we were at the park till almost 2 a.m.
And I fed him at, when we got back at 3:15.
Oh my gosh.
And then I went to bed at like 4.
That was brutal.
Oh, I thought I was on death's bed.
Yeah. What was crazy is your parents told us that they basically stayed up until we got back.
No. That's my proof. Maybe I'll never be the same ever again.
Oh gosh, that freaks me out.
Because my parents like couldn't rest knowing that we were out, even though we literally
And we asked them, we were like, wait a second, like you guys wouldn't stay up when we would go out in college. Like you didn't stay up when we'd go out in Hawaii, but it's just because now we live together and we're always with them.
Well,
that
yeah.
Your parents like there's some sort of parent thing where their brain is like, oh, I need to stay up till my kid's home. And it's like, we are adults. Like, we're fine.
We tried to go to sleep.
I guess they tried to and they just couldn't. It's your dad. It was really your dad. Yeah. I think your mom was able to more, but your dad is like that.
Yeah. Maybe I'm more like my dad then. Like, you just worry about your kids. And
yeah, your dad does worry a lot.
You kind of go to your worst case scenario. It's specific things that makes him worried. Like, driving makes him worried a lot.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's pretty
valid.
Maybe
I just have a lot of optimism. Like, I feel like everything's going to work out.
You're very happy-go-lucky.
Thank you.
And I love that about you. Thanks. I do feel like you are a person that good things just happen to.
Maybe it's like the approach. Like, maybe if you just think that good things will happen, then they naturally will
happen.
There's
definitely something to that.
The travel on the way back from Disneyland, though, was pretty eventful. Okay. This was our second, by the way, this is our second road trip with 202.
I can say our kids are so good.
They are. We do have great kids. And they're just so fun to be around.
Yes.
Especially the fun age of our 16-month-old. He just laughs all the time.
Smiling and laughing.
Augie has started to smile, which is really, really cute.
Sweetness.
But yeah, this is our second road trip with 202. The first road trip was a trip we took out to Malibu to record some podcasts out there. We took our whole family along. And then with this Disneyland trip, that was road trip number 2. And on the way home, we had a road closure, which kind of threw a whole wrench in our plans.
Yeah, my parents were driving. They actually left after us, but they quickly got ahead of us because we have babies. And so they text us urgently. They're calling me like nonstop. I'm like, okay, something's going on. And I didn't want to answer it because everyone in the car was asleep. Like, both boys were asleep. Matt, you were getting a quick little rest in. So I was like, I don't want to answer the phone and wake anybody up. But then I was like, this must be serious. And then we finally get a hold of her. And she's like, do not go on the 10, which is like the main highway home. That was going to be the most efficient route. She's like, do not go on that 10. People are out of the cars. Like, cars are turned off. We're going to run out of gas. I'm pretty sure my dad peed in a cup.
Dude, like, I think your parents are warriors. Like, they were trying to, they're like, do not come. It's like that that TikTok trend, like, do not take unnecessary journeys. Do not swim across waters. Like, have you heard of that sound?
I think so.
Yeah. It's the one that's like, don't take unnecessary journeys.
One. Well, I mean, it really was. All the cars were stopped and our maps even were like rerouting us. And our Apple Maps were like freaking out. They're like, turn around. No, don't. No, take this road. Like, I think no one could figure out what the situation was.
They made it seem like Armageddon, though. Like, I was like, wow. Like, literally, the road apparently Someone either died. Like, I don't know what happened, but they're like, this road closure situation is so bad that if you go this way, you're going to run out of gas. You're not going to be close to any place to get food for miles and miles. They're acting like we're screwed. So you guys need to take another route. And we're like, okay, well, Apple Maps is still telling us to go this way, but maybe we'll take, you know, option
B. It did reroute us, and then it rerouted us back to their way. But then we're like, no, we can't. They're on the road, and they said their car, they literally turned their car off. Like, it was bad. We had to make a split second decision. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to reroute. We got to trust them. The way we got rerouted literally took us to Mexico.
When I was looking at the map, it was so close to Mexico. I was like, oh my gosh, we're literally going to drive through Mexico to get home, because that's how out of the way we have to go to avoid this road closure. And I zoom in really close, and I realized that we were literally like just a couple hundred feet from the border.
Literally, because we saw the wall.
Yeah, which it's not like a full-on border wall.
I don't know what I thought it would look like.
It's more of a like massive fence, and I'm sure there's barbed wire, and I think it was like 20 feet tall. I mean, we could see it. We were still a couple hundred feet away, and it was a big fence. Like, it was really, really big.
You were driving at this point. You're like, look. You're like, that's literally the wall. It was crazy. So we're like basically in Mexico. Everything is in Spanish. There's nowhere to stop.
Dude, I kind of felt like we were in Mexico. Like, there, some of the stops that we took along that route, like, everybody was speaking Spanish. Yeah. People were playing Latin American music. I was like, maybe we did end up in Mexico. Like, maybe we took a wrong turn. And
you
we like
to go through, like,
yeah, I know,
customs or something.
I know, but like, when you're that close to the border, it's like, it's pretty much the same, you know? Like, the people that live on that side, I'm sure there's a lot of like intermixing of families and everything.
It was crazy. But
yeah. So if you look at like a map of LA to Phoenix, you know, LA and Phoenix are like not too far from the US Mexican border. But like, we had to go completely south to avoid this road closure. It added 2 hours to our journey. And of course, once we were like an hour in, Abby's parents were like, oh, the road's back open. We're going to be home in like 3 hours.
It's incredible. We went from our car being off to going full speed, like in a snap. I was like, what?
It's like, you guys completely led us astray. Because Apple Maps was actually telling us to turn around. So we ended up like, you know, rerouting and going towards the border. And then after like 40 minutes of driving, I think that's when the road got opened back up again. And it said, oh, turn around to save like an hour. And we thought, you know what? Lori told us to not do that. We know better than Apple Maps. We're not going to do that. And so we just kept on.
I mean, they were just trying to help. And then we got home. Literally, it took us 10 hours.
Yeah.
And my parents were making jokes when they got back. And so they're like, they felt really bad about it. But obviously, they were just trying to help. But it was a journey. And, you know, the boys did super well. So we can't complain. But I was like, man, I would have loved to do a lot of other things and sit in this car all day. Thank you to Skylight Frames for sponsoring this portion of today's episode. You guys, it is gift-giving season officially, and I'm really excited because we have a great Christmas gift this year. I really hope... Okay, wait. If you are John and Teresa Howard, do not listen to the rest of this.
Skip this.
If you don't know, Matt's parents live out of state from us, but the grandbabies are out here, so we got them a Skylight Frames digital photo frame.
Guys, I text my parents videos and pictures of our kids literally every day.
It takes up the storage, man.
And so the fact that they can have this on a digital photo frame in their house...
display
that
just shows HD?
HD shows up automatically. It's the best. So if you're trying to think of a good idea for your parents, look no further. It's
this
right
is
here.
What we got to do though, Matt, before we give it to them before Christmas. You can preload the images onto it. So if you're giving it to somebody, you can already have your images of your family or whatever you're gonna put on there. You can also send videos, and you just send it to an email address and it's on the screen. You can also get their app to get them on the frame. It's so cool, you guys. And here's something else that's unique about Skylight Frames. You can return them for up to 120 days. So if you don't love it, normally with gifts, you have to be really quick about getting them returned. You have 120 days. And as a special limited time offer for our listeners, get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/unplanned. To get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go to skylightframe.com/unplanned. That's skylightframe.com/unplanned.
Back to the episode.
So we get back late. We have one day, and then we're turning around and going back on another trip.
To Nashville. Good old Nashville, Music City.
We had gone back and forth with whether or not we're going to take both kids or what we're going to do. And since we had a lot of work things to do and it was really odd travel times, we're like, we're just going to take the baby with us and leave the toddler at home, which was such a hard decision. And it was so sad, but I knew that really that was going to be better for him. And it was going to be a little bit more of like a selfish decision to bring him along, if that makes sense. Or at least that's what it felt like, given the options that we had, the fact that he could stay with my parents and, you know, have fun for the weekend with them. And I knew that he'd be well taken care of. So we leave at the butt crack of dawn in the morning. I woke up before
Abby,
4 a.m.
Why on earth did we decide to take a 5:20 a.m. flight?
Because I wanted to not be away from our toddler I want to be gone from him as little as possible.
I feel like that's what kind of screwed us up. Like, I feel like taking such an early flight kind of...
That's definitely not what screwed us up.
You don't think so?
I think the fact that they sent our bags to a different state is what screwed us up.
We're getting ahead of ourselves in the story. Okay, so we woke up at 4 a.m. to catch a 5:20 a.m. flight. And when I woke up, I already had our Uber scheduled to come pick us up. This thing gets so messy. But I already had our Uber scheduled to come pick us up. And it was supposed to come at 4:05. So I was literally going to just wake up, throw on some clothes, and leave. Like, not even brush my teeth, not even wash my face, not eat anything.
Okay, you didn't do any of that.
Well, I didn't want to do any of those things. I ended up actually doing it because when I woke up, it showed that the Uber was still 10 minutes away. So I was like, oh, I have time to take like a super fast shower and just like maybe brush my teeth and then throw my clothes.
Did you brush your teeth?
I actually did. Yeah, I brushed them. I'm pretty sure. So
I don't think so.
So I do that and I didn't realize this at the time, but I got a call at 4:02 a.m. And you know what the call was? It was our Uber driver asking for the code to our gate.
That was you that did it.
It was not me. It was Uber because it showed that they were 10 minutes away, but somehow he was actually like already there. Like he was just waiting at the gate to be let into our neighborhood. So he needed the gate code, but for some reason they showed on the tracking thing that his arrival time was 10 minutes. So I was like not checking my phone. I was like, oh, we got 10 minutes. We're chilling. I can like get things done right now rather than just like rush to get out the door. And that's when, like, while I was showering,
that's such a Matt Howard
the
thing.
Uber driver dropped us and then we got a new driver. So then our pickup time got pushed back even further.
So why are you just now admitting this to me?
I thought it'd be a good time to tell you on the podcast. That's not my fault, by the way. Like, if Uber says the driver's not going to be there for 10 minutes, you can't expect them to be waiting at your gate.
I understand, but it's also such a Matt Howard thing to be like, oh, I have 10 minutes. Let me just take a shower. Let me throw in a load of laundry. I'm going to go do... Actually, I think I have time to do a workout and make a protein shake. Like, that is such a you thing.
Okay, let me say this, though. Like, I would have heard the call coming in, but I always have my phone on Do Not Disturb just so that I can, like, be more present with, like, family and stuff.
Yeah, you're hard to get a hold of on
the
phone.
So, I'm like... My ADHD gets the best of me sometimes. And so, like, I just keep my phone on silent, like, at all times. That way I can be, like, present in moments. And, yeah, anyway. But
oh, my gosh. So were you just never going to tell me this if you didn't talk about it on the podcast?
I was going to tell you eventually. But we got we were so late getting to the airport. We didn't get to the airport until 4:40 a.m. with a 5:20 a.m. flight.
That was stressful.
So very stressful.
With a baby.
The Uber driver, I feel like every time we're in a rush to get to the airport, the Uber driver's always like taking their sweet time, which I don't want to tell them to break the law, but I'm like, freaking step on it, dude. I'm like, we got to get to the
airport.
Remember
that time we got in an Uber and he started driving the wrong direction and I was like, we're getting kidnapped for sure.
I don't remember that. What was that?
Because you don't even know how to get to the airport. You get in a car and you're like,
They just took off in the opposite direction of the airport?
Yeah.
Was it me that said something or did you say something?
It was me. I was like, this is not the direction of the airport. And then he was like, oh, I think he got his navigate. He had pure intentions, but yeah, it was an honest mistake. But in my mind, I was like, we are getting kidnapped.
Sweet guy. I always talk to the Uber drivers. I always like to make friends with them.
It's so sweet, you guys. It's literally like... pitch black outside, like we said, 4 a.m. Matt, I literally took a picture of you because I was so amazed by you. I should put it all in my story. It's crazy because I'm just like dead girl walking. Like I cannot, I'm just sitting in the car trying to continue on with my life because it's so early and I slept like 3 hours and Matt is getting this man's life story. It's so sweet. You're like, oh, do you like sports?
I thought it was interesting because
day like?
Our Uber driver was from Arizona, but the team that he would root for is the Atlanta Braves. Even though he was from Arizona, I'm like, why don't you root for the Diamondbacks? They're literally in the World Series right now. And he was like, no, I'm an Atlanta Braves guy. And then he drove for Uber at 4 a.m. because that's when I think you can make more money and he can plan out his day better. And so he just like wakes up super,
no,
super early.
Less traffic.
Less traffic too, so he can get more like drives in.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm asking this man's life story and I'm just like silent in the back seat. Make it to the airport. I'm also stressing because we can't check her bag. It's getting, we cut it way too close.
So something that I saw, we were flying Southwest where you can check two bags for free. And something that I saw, like, on the way to the airport was apparently you have to check them 60 minutes before the flight. I didn't realize that.
You told me 45.
Every airline is 45. Every airline is, like, 45 or 30. Actually, I think American's 30 minutes before. You can check it up to 30 minutes before.
Before you board, not before departure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, Southwest is, like, they're a little bit more strict with that, apparently. So I'm seeing that on the way, and I'm like, crap, crap, crap. So we get there at 4:40, and I know this because I heard the Southwest people, like, once we had arrived and they lost our bags, I heard them talking about this, like, they saw that our bags had been checked at 4:40 a.m. So we were still in the window to, like, get them on, but they apparently were, like, considered, like, I think they were late checked, or I forget what they call it, but they still took them, and the guy didn't act like there was any problem with it. The guy that was checking our bags didn't say, hey, by the way, these might not make it to your destination. Never said that. He just checked the bags, and we're like, okay, we're good. We made it. We're fine. We end up getting on the plane. Of course, the plane was boarding once we had, like, gotten there. We made it through security. We actually, like, signed you up for clear on the way because we were trying to bypass the line
and
to get
longer
to the front. Yeah, and it actually took a while to sign up for that, but... we get on the plane and that was all good.
Well, it didn't take a while. It was just the boarding line was not, general boarding was not long.
Yeah.
So then it ended up taking longer.
And once we landed, could not find our bags anywhere. By the way, we got to talk about the newborn situation. Flying with a newborn.
It was Augie's first flight.
His first flight. Did they give him the little badge?
They literally just gave him a little card.
They did?
It wasn't a badge like Griffin got.
I thought Griffin, yeah, because Griffin got that little
badge. I think American Airlines does this, but Southwest just gives you like a certificate.
Let me just say, if you feed your baby like while you're taking off and while you're landing and you have a newborn, like they're a legit newborn and they're hopefully sleeping well, like it's kind of easy. I don't want to get ahead of myself and like make it sound like it's the best, but I think like flying with a newborn is actually not too bad.
Yeah, if you're worried, if you're in a position where you're like contemplating going to something because you know you're going to have to take your baby on their first flight, and I would say they're anywhere from 0 to 4 months, I think you're going to have a really smooth experience. Obviously, every baby's different, but like I think that first of all, we had his Dreamland on him, so he knew mm-hmm. it was like, okay, this is my cozy sleep time.
Yeah.
But then it was also dark because it was so early in the morning still. But that doesn't really matter when they're that young. It's really the fact that there's like the perfect white noise of the plane and then the rumbling of the plane.
Yeah.
That motion and that noise just lulled him to sleep for like 2 hours.
I had to pee so bad and I just was holding it and holding it.
Yeah, I was like,
Matt, I didn't want to disturb the peace. I could see like if I went to go pee, you were gonna like slap me in the face.
I was shooting you daggers. I was like, are you really thinking about your own needs right now? This baby is asleep and he needs to stay asleep or else he's gonna be so mad because Augie has a loud cry.
But it was a 3 hour flight. I cannot hold my pee for 3 hours. I know that you're a super pee holder. Like you can hold your pee for a unimaginable time. I don't understand how you do it. It's a superpower that you have. I think it's a mom superpower, actually, that you can hold your pee.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Some moms pee their pants. You actually pee your pants sometimes, too. Like at the gym, if you're doing jumping jacks, you'll pee your pants.
It's gotten a lot better. I think my pelvic floor is strengthening.
Oh, sick. Okay,
yeah,
good
don't
for you.
Say that because then the pelvic floor people are going to come in the comments.
Really? Why?
Pelvic floor people are always telling me to go get my pelvic floor fixed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you did that one time and it was like kind of weird.
It was not for me. It was invasive.
But they just like stick it up there and they're just like feeling around and they're like,
I'm in this woman's
flex.
House. It's what? In her personal house. And they're like, cough. And then they like, I don't even
That's
know.
That's so weird. It's I crazy. Can be your pelvic floor specialist.
Ew. I'm sorry. Stop. No, no, no.
Sorry.
Okay. Augie
hey,
had a great flight.
I'll take
flight.
One for the team. That's actually really weird. I didn't even know that you were doing that when you went to go do that. I didn't know
what
that
was going to entail.
You didn't even, so they're just like, take your clothes off and you're like, what? Like,
well, I thought that was going to be part of it, but I just didn't know what I was in for, you know?
Are they technically a doctor or like, what are they? Are they a doula? Like what type of certification do they have?
Probably depends.
Okay.
She was not a doctor.
Okay. I feel bad. I'm probably offending a pelvic floor specialist that's listening to
our
podcast.
No, and I'm saying by the amount of people that are telling me to see them, I know that so many people have great experiences with them. It just wasn't for me.
Yeah,
we got to understand that we can all have different, we can all like support each other, even if it's not the decision we would personally make.
That is right. what works for one person might not work for somebody else.
And, what works for one baby might not work for other babies, but Augie had an amazing flight.
He didn't cry once.
No.
Like, it just went so well. I did the poopy diaper change.
Honestly, you are a super dad for doing that. I was like, I can't imagine changing a diaper in those cramped bathrooms. I could barely go to the bathroom. How do you change a diaper in there?
It's not that bad. I mean, at least every airplane that I've been on, they have like a little diaper change station that folds down. And so you just... I don't know. It just feels like changing a diaper in a regular bathroom, except the bathroom's way tinier.
You are a super dad. I've never changed a diaper on a flight, and you always have done it. Oh, you're right.
I guess I always do change the diapers on the flights. But it folds down, and it's just kind of the same situation as changing it at a public restroom with a diaper change thing. Only thing is, because of the cramped quarters, I'm not really able to wash my hands like afterwards, so I kind of just like change the diaper and go from there, because it's hard. I'm sure if I really wanted to, I could figure out a way, but usually we have like hand sanitizer that I can sanitize my hands with afterward. But yeah, it's just like a teeny little mini change station, and I think I was actually even able to pee with Augie in there too. I just like held him. I held him with one arm. I had like one hand. I was able to like unzip and just go pee, and then like hold him with the other hand.
Oh my gosh!
It's like super dad moves. I do that with Griffin too. Like if I need to go, I can hold Griffin. One time he's literally spit his binky into the toilet. I told
Please
you about that, right?
You just let it go.
I think I put it in a plastic bag and then we like boiled it. That's actually, yes, we did boil it. I think we kept the binky.
I guess you can't flush that. That's not appropriate.
Yeah. No, it's like they literally say don't put paper towels into the airplane toilet.
They never said binkies.
I mean, they can't think of everything, right? Like, how are they going to say that? Anyway, so perfect flight. We land.
And I was so thankful. I would literally call my mom. I was like, this is the best travel day ever. Augie slept great. We landed on time. We're going to make it to our first podcast. I'm so excited about these guests, like all these things. And then we see the line to the rental car pick up, and then we see the fact that our bags are not there, and then I start to cry.
The line to get our rental car was almost an hour and a half long. It was
no, it took every bit of an hour and a half.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, because I guess they're running a special. We got the cheapest rental car. We always do that. I'm not gonna pay extra for a rental car. Like, I'm not gonna own this car. I drive it for a couple days.
We should admit it was our first time not paying the underage driver fee,
because
Matt's 25 now.
You guys, that is actually the best perk of being 25, is not having to pay the stupid underage driver fee for renting a car. Because
it is pretty dumb. Like, you've been driving for almost 10 years.
Yes. And in Hawaii, wow, that's like a ladybug in the room. In Hawaii, when we took a trip last year, I was 24 and I was supposed to get the fee waived because I have a AAA membership. And if you book with Hertz through AAA, they'll waive the fee. But I booked through Hertz online and had the AAA membership, and they wouldn't honor it and give me and waive the fee. So I thought I was getting a killer deal for like a 3-week long car rental for only like $500. And then they ended up saying, oh, well, we're going to have to charge the fee. So then it doubled. So it was $1,000 to rent this freaking rental car. I was so pissed.
Because you were 24.
So pissed. I'm like, dude.
10 months instead of 25.
Yes, it was February. I was about to turn 25, literally in a matter of 4 months. And they just were like, screw you for being 4 months under the age of 25. We're going to charge you $500 extra. It was so dumb.
It was just a tiny clown car also. We could barely fit a car seat.
Such a teeny car. But with this trip, no, we didn't have to pay the underage fee. And got the rental car, but that wasn't even I can't talk.
A completely separate
issue. The least of our problems is what I wanted to say.
Yeah, because the most of our problems was the fact that all of our luggage with all of our toiletries, clothes, podcast equipment that we had a podcast scheduled with. Can we say who it was? Because it's coming out next week.
Yeah, we had a podcast scheduled with Jess and Gabe.
Yay! I was so excited. This was like an episode I was like so looking forward to. Couldn't wait to meet them. And I just felt, it was our first time ever meeting them, and I felt mortified that I had to call her and say, oh, actually, we don't have any of our equipment with us.
Yeah.
Because it's in Dallas. Why in the world? How did they even make it to Dallas? We're going from a direct flight, Phoenix to Nashville, and our bags are in Dallas. Tell me how that happens.
I think what happened is somehow they didn't get our bags on the plane. And I think part of it might have been with us arriving a little bit late.
Oh, so it was our
and
fault.
But they didn't say that, though. I think when I heard all the Southwest Airlines workers talking, it seemed like we had still gotten it in a fair enough window that they had enough time to get it on the plane, so they couldn't blame it on us. But they did recognize, they're like, oh, they did check it at 4:40 and the flight left at 5:20. Mm. So it seemed like they still had enough time to get it on the plane, and then they were trying to pull all these strings to get the bags back to us.
I will say, everyone was very helpful in trying to get the bags back, but it was incredibly frustrating just because, you know, when you're away from your kid, you want it to be as trim and get it done as quickly as possible. So we were supposed to land at 10:30 and then meet them at noon.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, an hour and a half should be enough time. It would be, you know, we'd have to hustle our booties, but we should make it, especially if the flight's on time. But now we are talking with the bag agents and waiting for this rental car for almost like it was an hour and a half to 2 hours.
No, we didn't. So we didn't leave the airport until I think 12:30 because it took us that long to get our rental car. Maybe was it 12? It might have been like 12:15.
So Matt and I are trading off at this point, just so you know. Like one of us is waiting in line at the rental car pickup, and then the other one of us is talking to like the bag people. And okay, tell me how I should go about this because I never, ever, ever want to be a Karen, and I don't want to be annoying because I know it's not the customer service worker's fault. They're just the ears of it, but they are like enacting the policies that their you know company they're working for has, but. On the flip side, when you pay for a service and it's not done properly, it's not like they should be punished or anything, but there should be a make good.
Yeah.
Because you did pay for the service and the flights were very expensive.
Yeah, and, they were. They were expensive flights.
And the equipment in our bags was extremely expensive too. And such an investment on our end. So it's like there should be some make good. And to be honest, the make good, I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I never, ever want to be rude.
Yeah. So I was in there trying to negotiate. I honestly wasn't doing the best job.
Because you see the TikToks, right?
I was like,
where did you hear this?
Oh, yeah. See, it's one of those things where you don't know what your rights are. Like, I didn't know. I wish I could have, like, had a little crash course beforehand, knowing what the airline is legally able to do, what they're legally obligated to do. Because they're going to do... I mean, these workers are trained to try to give up as little as possible. Like, if they can just give you a $5 coupon to go get some French fries at McDonald's as a make good, that's what they would do. Not that that even exists. I literally just made that up. That's obviously...
No, the worst make good we've ever had was $20 to spend at the Charlotte airport on airport food.
That was stupid. Well, that was when we got stranded in Charlotte.
And that was when a flight was canceled.
And there was like even no, there was no airport food.
They were
really
like, sorry, we ran out of hotel vouchers, but you can get $20 of airport food. And that got me a chicken salad sandwich because have you seen the prices at the airport?
Yeah. Airport food is expensive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have merch. Woohoo!
You.
Yay! Look how cool.
Never could have guessed it.
Look how cool it is, Abby. Show off your merch. We've got blue hoodies. We've got black hoodies. They say, "What's up, dudes?" If you notice, the up is different than the rest of the text because it means like UP unplanned. Do you guys notice that? Isn't that so cool?
Unplanned podcast.
That's right. Unplanned pod. The U is the unplanned and the P is the podcast.
I guess so you could super think of cool. it the other way too and it kind of works.
Super cool.
I think that this cobalt blue is the color of the season, you guys. But then also black is great.
Black is better. I think black is better.
You don't like this one?
I'm trying to make like, I'm trying to be funny and like have a competition.
I also think it works really well if you and your partner tune into it together. Like one of each. And then you kind of get two hoodies because who doesn't love to wear their boyfriend's or husband's clothes?
I'm wearing the extra large of the Unplanned Podcast What's Up Dudes hoodie. Abby is wearing the medium size and you can get this at the link in our description. Go get our merch. It's actually 20% off.
They're awfully cozy.
20% off right now for 1 week only if you use our code. What should we make the code?
Unplanned.
Use our code Unplanned to get 20%
off. It's really easy to remember that way.
The merch. Because it's like Black Friday and stuff. Like it's the holiday season.
So this week only use code Unplanned to get 20% off this merch. No pressure if you don't want to buy it.
Oh yeah, no pressure at all.
That's really cool and it makes us really excited.
You'll just miss out on this wonderful opportunity. I'm sorry.
No pressure, but it also would be really cool if someone you know listens to it, they might be excited.
It'll be cool though, because then when you see people wearing the merch out in public, you'll be like, ah, they also listen to the podcast. So it'll
if
be
that
it's
happens,
kind of like
that'd
a cool,
be crazy.
I know. I'm excited to wear this like out of the house and see people that have What's Up Dudes hoodies on.
You're gonna rep your own merch in public?
Of course I am. Are you not going to?
Yeah, I probably will too.
Okay, you are?
Yeah, of
yay.
Course.
Okay, I was like, why would you not rep
whenever
our own merch?
I get new clothes, I just wear the heck out of them first like several months.
You heard it right here, folks. 1 week only, 20% off What's Up Dudes hoodies. Just use our code Unplanned.
You were manspreading this whole ad.
Whoops. I did not mean to do that. Now back to the episode.
So yeah, I didn't know, like you said, my rights. I didn't know what was within the policies. And I also didn't want to be rude or annoying.
So I get Abby on the phone though, because I'm like, this woman, Abby was pissed because she didn't have any of her clothes. She didn't have any of her makeup.
I had
Abby
just hadn't woken up and gotten onto the plane.
Abby hadn't showered. Like she wanted to like, you know, do her hair, do her makeup. Like
I put wanted on, to brush my teeth.
Put on some clothes before we were filming this podcast with Jess and Gabe. And it was looking like she wasn't going to be able to do any of that stuff. So I get Abby on the phone and she's...
Well, we also didn't have the equipment to film.
That's true.
So it wasn't even possible.
So I get Abby on the phone and she's talking to these ladies. And what was funny is one of the workers was like a better negotiator than I was, because once she heard that Abby was just, you know, she's trying to film her podcast, her video podcast, and needed her like makeup and hair and stuff. This lady was like, you could tell like she cared about like her makeup
and hair.
They
were so nice.
And she was like, this is really like, she was like going to bat for Abby, like negotiating for her with the higher ups at Southwest. It was just kind of funny.
They were so nice. And we were just like working it out. And then thank goodness the bags weren't actually lost. Like they were in Dallas. And so they were just trying to figure out a way to get the bags there. Obviously, it was not there in a timely manner, and I felt terrible. Jess and Gabe were so polite and reworked their whole schedule, which is a huge deal, especially when you have childcare lined up. And so I felt terrible.
But like at first they said, oh, you know, we know where your bags are. They're in Dallas. They'll be here at 1:55 p.m. And I said, okay, how long until they'll be off the plane, like ready for us to grab? And they said, it'll be like 10 minutes. And so we arrived at the airport at like 1:55 for the bags to come. And then we ended up not getting the bags till closer to 3 o'clock.
Yeah. And I'm just taking laps around the airport with Augie in the car. And Augie hates when the car stops.
And you were super stressed.
I was super stressed.
Your watch tells you when your stress levels are off, and you kept throughout the day showing me your stress levels. You're like, Matt, I'm so stressed right now. I'm so stressed. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I wish I could just like snap my fingers and fix the whole situation, but this is like,
I think out that of my control. A lot of it came from just like having other people like working around us, and then we're constantly changing on them. Like that makes me feel really bad, but obviously in the grand scheme of things, it's such a first world problem and not a big deal. It's just a podcast. It's just like all of it just like really was not a big deal, but in the moment I was like, this feels like the worst thing I could do to like when I'm first meeting someone, to just be so late and to keep changing it.
Yeah, because
they
we
were so gracious,
because we didn't end up filming with them till 5 o'clock. We were supposed to film at like 12:30, so this whole airport fiasco got pushed it back by 5 o'clock. And so what I told Abby is like, hey, look, Abby, let's think about the worst case scenario. Okay, worst case scenario, we cancel this episode, we flew to Nashville for basically nothing, and it seems like really bad right now, but 10 years from now we're not going to give a crap. We're going to forget about this really bad situation that we're in right now, and the grand scheme of things really doesn't matter all that much, and we're gonna live to see another day. We're gonna be okay. And I think it is one of those things where you realize like, wow, when you have it so good, a problem like losing your bags at the airport and not being able to film a podcast, like, sure, in the moment, it seems like the worst case scenario, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's a really good, you were helping me, you were giving me perspective. You're like, this is not a big deal. And it's like, it's so true. It's not a big deal. And I think it also didn't help that at that exact same time, Augie was crying in the car,
and then
which makes my stress levels freak out. And then the lady told me, because I'm trying to help Augie.
You took 3 laps, right? Like Abby, my sister-in-law, Addie, and I were in the airport waiting at the carousel after the flight got delayed past 1:55. We were there for, you know, basically an hour just waiting for the bags to come. And you keep taking laps. During that like almost hour that we were waiting inside, you had taken 3 laps. So you knew that if you left,
it would take like over 20 minutes.
Yes, you would be gone for a while, because they don't like it at airports. If you haven't been to an airport, pickup is so chaotic, and there's like workers there like yelling at people like, keep moving. Like if you stop for more than like 5 seconds, they're like, move on. They're like yelling, shouting at people, threatening to like tow their car and stuff. And so you have a screaming baby in the car.
I'm like reaching in the backseat, trying to give him his binky back and trying to soothe him and like make sure everything's okay. And there is a security guard. Once again, they're just doing their job. But she's like banging on my window, telling me I can't wait. I'm like, I'm not waiting. I'm taking care of. I said, do you hear my baby crying?
I'm pretty sure you didn't say it like that, though.
I was like, do you hear my baby?
Did you open up a can of sass on that lady?
What do you mean? It had a tone.
I know you, Abby.
It had a tone. But I wasn't like cussing her out or anything.
Did you roll up your window on her?
She's still talking to me, and I'm like, I can't even hear what you're saying right now because my baby is crying. I roll up the window and I start to drive off because I'm like, fine, whatever. She wins. I'll leave. And then you and Addie were walking out, and so I was like, I pulled over again and
when I came to the car, you're like, I want to fight that woman.
I know. I was so mad. I was like, I'm ready to fight her because she cannot, like, she cannot understand. I have to take care of my kid, and this day has been a lot. But
that was wrong of her, though, because what they told us is for picking up lost luggage, they literally said you can park your car in passenger pickup, put the flashers on, and come in and grab your lost luggage and grab it. They literally said that to us because I was asking them, like, hey, if we're going to have to come back again to the airport for a third time to get this lost luggage because it was taking so long, we didn't know when the flight was going to land. They said, oh, yeah, you just, like, park your car out.
And I told her it was lost luggage.
Yes, and so she still didn't care. So that's why I was telling you, I was like, that's weird that she was pushing you that hard. Maybe she just thought you were lying to try to stay longer. I don't know, but I don't doubt that you'd fight that lady.
Oh my gosh, you think I'd actually fight her?
I think if there's any mom to get into influencer boxing, it would be you.
Not a chance.
And I feel like you would win too. Like,
Matt,
you're tough.
Literally crazy. I would never fight anybody. I can't even watch other people fight.
Okay, I'm not talking about, like, in real life, but if there's, you're very into fitness, like, you work out like 6 days a week. And honey, let's be honest, you're freaking jacked, okay? Like, there's photos of you, there's TikToks, there's a TikTok of you, like, flexing.
Oh my gosh.
Like, pre-baby when you're working out a ton at CrossFit, and you're, like, already getting back to that, like, same jacked level that you were before, but you are freaking yoked. And
I also hate violence, so I would literally never, ever, ever fight somebody.
I don't know, though. I feel like you want to wrestle me. Like, you've literally told me before, you're like, can we just wrestle? And I'm like, what is wrong? I'm not going to wrestle you. I'm not going to, like, wrestle you.
Sometimes I just have aggression. I want to get out. And I'm like, Matt, come on. But I would not actually, out of, like, anger, fight another woman. No way.
Why do I feel like secretly you would? Why do I feel like in another life, you would totally be, like, a fighter? Like, those female fighters that you see on TV, I feel like they could totally be you. Because you're so into the rush that you get from really pushing yourself crazy hard in a workout. I feel like you'd love that rush that you'd get from pushing yourself in a fight.
Okay, well, maybe some other mom influencer, like, wants to reach out. Like, you're literally crazy. Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate that in a way. Like, I love to be told that I'm tough.
Yeah, you're tough.
There's also no world in which I would even, like, call this woman a name. Like, I was just like, do you hear him crying? Do you hear him crying? Yeah. And she was just delivering the doubly sass back. I thought, I was like, in my mind, I was like, there's no way this woman is a mom. If she was a mom, she would know. She would be like, oh my gosh, your baby's crying. Like, you do what you need to do to take care of him
now. And he was screaming pretty loud,
right?
He was
screaming. And so I was like, there's no way she's a mom. And so then I was like, at this point, she's not a mom. She does not understand. I, like, rolled up my window. I was like, bye-bye.
Why is that the second that we stop our vehicle, our newborn starts screaming at the top of his lungs?
Yeah, it's a common thing, though.
It happens every time. And it's almost on to the second, honey. Like, we'll be driving, and we'll be driving for a while, and then we stop, and the second, like, boom, it's like he just wakes up.
So at the last minute, they come out. They load the car. We zoom. And we got the podcast
done. And we
ended
up getting the podcast filmed. We filmed from 5 o'clock till, what's that, 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
But we got it done.
Well, it's,
and we're so excited because
so
that's next week.
To them.
That's next week's episode with Jess and Gabe. It'll be
Jess
awesome.
Jess and Gabe Conti.
Yes, and
it was incredible.
They're like, they're OG couples creators. We watched them before we were even, like, making TikToks. Like, when I first started making YouTube,
before we got married.
When I was making YouTube videos early on, I didn't know what we should make videos about. So I, like, literally looked at their videos and I was like, okay, this is a couple that we can kind of, like, figure out how to do this from. So I don't know. It was
and
cool.
The episode
it was a full
so good.
It was a full circle moment. Like,
really,
that is
was.
That is kind of crazy.
There was a moment there I was sitting there, I was like, I cannot believe that we are sitting across from them talking and having a conversation.
Yeah.
But also felt so natural and so fun.
And we didn't want to be weird because, like, we also realized, okay, do we tell them that, like, we've watched their old videos and stuff? They were pretty open about watching our content. So then I was like, okay, we're chill and stuff.
Yeah, it worked out really well. I did have a massive migraine by the end of the day because of all the stress of the morning, not sleeping, not, like, that whole time.
Well,
I also didn't eat or drink a sip of water.
We both slept like 4 hours the night before all of this. So that was a recipe for disaster.
It was a recipe for disaster. And I had a crazy migraine. Like, literally my head was spinning. I couldn't eat because I was going to throw up. But
yeah,
we got it done.
We almost had to cancel the podcast, though.
All for you guys. No.
Yeah.
It was partially for me, too, because I just was really excited to have a conversation with them. But it was quite the experience. I feel like my fear right now is that people are going to think that we're, like, a couple of influencers complaining about, like, such a, like, an entitled, like, travel experience, you know?
I hope that people don't take it that way. I feel like it definitely was hectic. And plus, crazy. We can definitely like recognize the privilege that we were able to fly on a plane and the privilege of like having a podcast. Like, yes. I think that's all real, but I also think we can, like, we did have a crappy travel day, and I think that's a reality for us.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a bummer. There, but you're right.
Like in the grand scheme of things, like there's way worse things.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
way worse things.
It's so funny. Like, things can feel like, oh my gosh, how could this get worse? And it's like, okay, wait, it really can be a lot worse. But you can't think about that all the time because you just can't live your life like that.
Yeah. How are you feeling right now? I'm shocked that we haven't decorated our house for Christmas yet.
I am so excited. Well, we haven't had time.
That's
We've
true.
Been kind of traveling and doing all that's these true. Crazy
but
things.
But like usually November 1st, like that's when our tree goes up, and we don't even have a Christmas tree up right now. Our Christmas tree is currently in storage.
Are you going to get that?
I really, honestly, it's like buried with all of your parents' stuff around it. So that's going to be a huge pain in the butt to get it. But you know what will get me to do it quicker? I'll make a video about it.
Oh my gosh.
I'll like vlog myself like trudging through all like couches and furniture and like grabbing, gosh, that thing must be deep in the storage
Our
unit.
Our Christmas tree is in a storage unit with all my parents' stuff from when they moved to Arizona. They didn't know their plans. They're like, we're going to keep our furniture and everything because like it was temporary, them living with us. It's working out really well right now still, but anyway, it's all in a storage unit, and that is buried with our Christmas tree, and so I can't wait for Matt to get it out and decorate. I also, though, I will say, I'm not like the hugest decorator.
Really?
Really.
I mean, you do
I have
like
so
it
much
being...
Christmas cheer, but I just don't, I kind of have a hard time spending money on Christmas decorations sometimes because I'm like, ugh, we can only use it for like a month and a half.
I feel like we like went freaking ham and bought like $500 in Christmas decor.
That doesn't get
like
you very much.
Like last year.
That literally just got me like a cookie jar. And
no. We got, I think it was like
wreath.
Every, I think we got, well, okay, I don't know if that was including the tree, but we got like everything to decorate the tree, and you got some different, you know, festive jars and things.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how little that gets you nowadays.
Yeah, I think if you can thrift, that's the way to do it. Right?
Yeah, but then it doesn't match.
Oh, true. That is difficult.
Unless you have a really good eye for it, which I don't. I don't
Dude, that's artsy,
why I also am not great at decorating, because I don't have a good eye for it.
Artsy people that know how to like thrift and like make it all look eclectic and work together. Dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So I have so much Christmas cheer, so much holiday love, but I just am not the biggest decorator, but I'm very excited to get the tree up. We are actually hosting Thanksgiving this year, which it feels very adult of us, doesn't it?
I know.
Like, oh my goodness, we're going to be, obviously everyone in our family is so helpful and going to chip in, but like, we're going to be in charge of like getting a turkey on the table.
We just got our backsplash done in our kitchen. We now have kitchen backsplash tile. We also got a feature wall done in our dining room. Like, our house has always been like blank white walls, and we're finally like making it feel more homey, which I love. We didn't buy our house new, but we bought it from people that were the first original owners, so they kind of had it just as all white walls. And I love white. I love white as being like the base of a home, but too much white just feels like you're in a hospital. And so now it's nice that we're getting tile up on
in
the kitchen.
It is crazy how getting stuff up on the walls makes a space feel bigger.
And homey.
Yes.
So homey.
So we're hosting Thanksgiving. We're my goal, I told Matt, do you remember what my goal is for this Thanksgiving?
Oh, frick, I forgot.
To take a pumpkin and turn it into a pie. Like, I want to make everything from scratch. I want to make the crust from scratch. I want to make I'm not even going to buy canned pumpkin. I'm going to turn the pumpkin into the puree and make it.
That
myself.
Is dope.
That
is really cool.
Something I'm very excited for. And I love the coziness. It's getting colder in Arizona. Feels very snuggly. We have two children to celebrate the holidays with this year. It's going to be like so magical. So dreamy.
I think.
Are we going to do Santa Claus with our kids?
Ooh,
we've talked about this before.
What do you think? What do you think? I think yes. Why the heck not?
Pros and cons.
Okay,
the
pros
is that they don't have this like earth-shattering moment like I had when I found out that Santa wasn't real. I was like, oh my gosh, what else are they lying to me about?
Yeah.
I feel like it is like kind of weird that parents could.
I don't really know now. I don't know. That is weird to lie to your kids. That is weird.
But maybe you don't look at it as a lie. You look at it as like we are creating an imaginative world for them. And making the holidays magical.
It kind of frustrated me though when I found out that Santa wasn't real. I just
the fact that you're so careful about that.
Yeah, it was earth shattering, and I mean I wasn't sad, but I was like, dang, I was like, okay, so then this. I was like, the Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, like all those things. And I just like drilled my father, and he was like, well, and I was like, Dad, come on. And he was like, okay, yeah, you're right.
It led
like,
to so many deep questions to me. I even asked my parents, I was like, well, is God real? Like,
oh, yeah.
I had so many like, yeah, it really did kind of mess me up. But I also really loved the magic that was there for that amount of time. Yeah. Like the magic of Christmas with Santa, like all of that. But then I'm like, maybe we should teach our kids that the magic of Christmas
comes from family.
Comes from family and from people.
Wait, maybe I like that more. Maybe I don't want to observe that then. We could just tell our kids that it's just an actor in a costume in the mall. You know, cuz like kids when your kids like 3 years old, they think that like Eeyore at Disney World is real. But
oh,
then
yeah.
But then once
Griffin
they're
cried, though.
But then once he, they're 6. Yeah. Oh yeah, he did cry when he met Winnie the Pooh. But once they're 6 though, they're going to realize like, "Oh, that's just a
the
man
little
in a costume."
Girl behind us in line. Oh, my God. So we were in line for to meet Winnie the Pooh, and they kept saying the workers, "It's so cute." But they're like, "Okay, in 2 minutes." Pooh is gonna have to take a honey break. And so they kept saying like he's gonna have to take a honey break, and then my dad's just being obnoxious. He's like, I'm pretty sure he's gonna go smoke some cigs out back. And then my mom's like, Pat, shut up. My dad's name is Matt too. And then the girl behind us goes, which he wasn't saying it loud enough for the kids to hear, but the girl behind us goes, so when the new Pooh comes out, it's gonna be another adult in the same costume. And her mom's like, yeah, honey, it's going to be a different adult in the same costume. Like, she figured it out. It was really cute. All that to say, maybe we don't do Santa then. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think this year it doesn't really matter because he's only one.
We just got to drill into our kids to keep it a secret. Because I don't want them ruining it for other kids.
They will, though. They'll be like, oh, you believe in Santa?
I guess, how do you teach an 8-year-old to keep a secret? Because, like, I found out.
No, it'd be way younger, honey. It'd be like 4.
I found out when I was, yeah, that's true. Because when I was 8 years old, like, that's when I found out. Because I drilled my parents.
So maybe we tell our kids, like, because then they can't be like, well, why does Santa come to the other kids and not to us? Because I was going to say, like, we could just
That was
say,
actually really, really sad for me. Because my parents always told me that, like, poor kids in countries where they don't have a lot, they're like, yeah, Santa brings them, like, food and, like, water and, like, clothes. And I thought, oh, that's so cool that Santa helps everyone. And then, like, realizing that, like, those kids don't have Santa. That really wrecked me.
Oh my gosh, man, I never thought, this is the thing about parenting that's hard. It's like, they say you need to like, think about all this before you have kids. It's like, you can't think of everything.
You can't. No, we were just listening. It was actually Jess and Gabe's podcast. And I think they were discussing things that you have to be on the same page about before getting married. And I think Gabe was making the point about how you had to be on the same page as like how to raise your kids. And
yeah.
Probably, I would almost disagree though, because like there's so many things, like you need to be aligned on a lot of things, but there's so many things that you just can't think about, and you just have to learn healthy conflict resolution, because it is impossible to get on the same page about every single thing before you marry someone. And people change too. You might change your opinion. I might change my opinion. Mm-hmm.
And
you're allowed to change. You don't have to stay the same as you were, and that, because that's just not physically possible as a human.
Well, also a lot of people that watch our podcast think we're getting divorced.
Oh my gosh, dude, that made me so mad. That just made me sad, honestly. I saw that comment.
It does make me sad, but it also leaves me relatively unfazed, because I'm like, I know that we're not getting divorced.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of stupid, because I'm like, tell me you're not married without telling me that you're not married, that you can't have a conversation and disagree with your spouse, but still love them so much, ride or die for them so hard, be the perfect, like I shouldn't say perfect, but be amazing partners for each other.
Yeah.
And committed for life. Yet that is, they're like, they see that and they're like, oh, I know everything I need to know. This isn't going to work out.
It's also one of those things too. Cause like, okay, you only talk about happy things and you never talk about conflict, and you try to paint this perfect persona
online. Then you're
online.
Being false positive.
Exactly.
Toxic positivity.
It's toxic positivity. It's fake. You're not being relatable. It's not real. Okay. So then we talk about like real stuff, and we talk about like,
Even that serious. The fact that our kid has sugar.
We are so honest on these apps. Like, we are so open, and we don't fake it. And I think it's pretty easy to see that, like, we are just 100% authentic on these apps. And because of that, people are like, oh my gosh, they have conflict in their marriage? They're like, divorce! You know, like, people just, they jump to the worst conclusion. It's like, have you ever had conflict in your relationships?
Who cares? I mean, beyond that, I'm like,
you know,
you're my partner for life. I love you so much. I'm not going to sit here and just be like, Matt, I love you so much. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Which I do. But then at that point, that's like, I don't know. I can tell you that off camera too.
I know.
Anyway.
I know. Anyway.
But, yeah. Back to the parenting thing though. I kind of feel like what he might have meant by that was that, like, fundamentally, like, what you believe about raising children should probably be aligned before marriage. Yeah. And at least, like, are we going to have kids? That should be aligned also.
That is true.
But
if one person is like, I'm never having children, and the other person is like, I really want to have children, that's probably reason to not get married, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so. The problem is that you're allowed to change your mind.
Yeah, and that is what's scary, though, is because, like, you could get married to someone that is like, I want to have kids, and then they change their mind and not want to have kids.
Therefore,
and that would be a hard thing to figure out.
Therefore, marriage boils down to committing to the other person.
Yeah.
It boils down to choosing to make that commitment for life.
And you have to be selfless. Like, yes. Relationships, to have a healthy relationship, you have to be selfless. And I think in a world where we preach self-care and focusing on ourselves so much, I think people end up, like, losing sight of how important relationships are to the human experience. If we don't have relationships, like, what are we doing, right? It's depressing to not have community. It's depressing to not have friends. That's not a way to live. Mm-hmm. And sure, you might need to make decisions if you are in a community or you have friends that are hard. You might have to do things that you don't like to do, because that's just what relationships look like sometimes. It's not all about you, but I think that's a much more fulfilling life.
For sure.
This life is not meant to be lived alone.
Truthfully. And I think something that I think, like, could almost make me cry, which, wait, I just thought about it.
What?
I haven't cried on this podcast since I...
No, let's give it up.
I think
let's
I've been a lot more hormonally stable.
You're hormonally stable.
Hey, it's okay to cry. Why can I not talk about that?
No, I'm just like,
maybe I'm feeling
you.
Better.
Yeah, I'm just
which
saying,
I
like,
am feeling better.
Good for you. I feel like that's awesome. I think you're becoming more grounded in the person that you are. I don't know.
Oh no, it never had to do with the fact that it was truthfully.
But you
all
haven't
hormones.
Been emotional that much recently, so I think you're. The hormone roller coaster ride that you were on, I think, is like fading a little
bit. Yeah, it's really leveling out.
Does that feel better? Like, do you feel...
Oh, it feels so much better.
That's
good. I was actually just thinking that today. I was like, wow, I'm starting to feel more like myself. That, like, anxiety, that sadness is, like, lifting up. So I feel like the 3-month mark for me is, like, getting good. What I was saying...
Yeah.
...is that it could almost make me cry at how beautiful the fact is that, like... Truthfully, I committed to you long before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
I knew as soon as we started talking about marriage and thinking about it, obviously it wasn't formal, but I committed to this relationship and, you know, learning to resolve conflict together and, you know, choosing you over everything long before we got married. But even then, it's like I don't even know if I'm saying this right, but basically, like, I fell in love with you as a kid. Like, you were literally 17.
Yeah.
And then I fell in love with you as a young adult, like, leaving college. And I love that version of Matt now. And now I'm falling in love with you as a dad. And it's like, mm-hmm. you're the same person. Yet, I've seen you in so many different stages. And I think that's so beautiful. And it's only been 4.5 years of marriage. And it's like, how much more do I get to see you grow and change and evolve and love that version of you? Like, hopefully 50 plus more, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's, like, really, really, really cool. And that's, like, a beautiful thing about marriage.
You literally just said you were like, I'm not crying anymore.
I think saying it made the tears like, go.
And, like, boom, crying.
But I'm just saying... I think that's, like, a really beautiful thing about
beautiful.
Like, doing this life together and, like, what a privilege that is to get to watch you, like, grow and change and evolve and, like, also walk through new struggles with you.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And we've made it through, like, really, we've made it through really hard
You've
things.
You've seen my boobs go from up here to down here.
I've seen your abdomen cut open and a baby pulled out of your stomach.
You've also seen it the other way.
I've seen it the other way.
Very crazy.
So much blood both ways.
But I've seen you, like, change our baby's diapers in the middle of the night. I've seen you sing them to sleep.
I've seen you get pooped on.
I've seen you become a social media sensation. And it's just, like, our lives are so crazy. It's like, this is what this stage looks like. Who knows what the next stage is going to look like? And it's so cool that through each chapter, we'll have each other. And I love that. I love being your wife.
Wow. I did not expect to get that,
speech
today.
I just got really, like, emotional. I couldn't figure out how to put it into words, though. Sometimes I struggle with words. I just get touched because I literally just saw you transform into like us running around Six Flags when we were 17.
Yeah.
And 18.
Crazy.
I love that.
I love that too. Okay. Love Thank you. You dudes for watching this episode. And as always, 3, 2, 1, peace out, dudes.